illusion that conditioned the living beings to cling and grasp onto five aggregates of form and mind, or the mundane mind, and this is the main cause of one's suffering. And because of the first two links of dependent origination, avijja, paccaya, sankhara, every moment of consciousness, you will think and stir the mind because of your ignorance that condition your habitual tendency to think the wrong thought, and this is how one becomes hideous. So if there is no wisdom or yoniso manasikara, wise attention, at every moment of sense experience, then the mind will be conditioned into craving, vedaling, vedana, paccaya, tanha, or dependent on feeling, craving, comes to be. When there is a no wisdom or wise attention at the moment of sense experience.
Okay, very good. I have to explain the Krishnamurti concept of observer and the observer. You see, as a human being, this one normally is a condition for seeing consciousness, your eye, the organ. So here, they always say the eye see. See what? See what? Huh? External form is there. External form. So they call this the observer. And this one is the thing that the observer observes. So the observer and the observed are these two different. Huh? If you have avijja, then you separate, isn't it? It's obvious there. Yeah? You say I see, and so on. So because of sakkaya ditti, the observer is the I, understand not? The ego. The I or the ego. That's why you say I see. So observer and the observed. Then you separate them. Understand not? After you separate them, what happened? So a lot of them who do meditation, they don't understand. They observe, they realize they have anger. Understand not? They go and associate this thing that they observe as belonging to them. Understand? Not? So he said, I have anger. But they say they are the observer. Anger is evil root. Anger is bad. They don't want anger. So what they do? They suppress, they control, they do all those funny things. But when you are mindful, aware, the Buddha say what? In the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, understand not? That's why Krishnamurti came to know, actually, this observer doesn't exist. That's why he said the observer is actually the observed. You know why? This one that observed this is consciousness. And the consciousness created mental consciousness become the observed, understand? So both are mundane mind, understand not? But when you have the direct seeing, there is no ego, pure awareness that is aware of this, no word, nothing. Where got observer and the observed? They are just one, dependent originating, understand not? Like that day, that lady said, the I see, understand not? This one is the I, eh? E-Y-E. Then I say, are you sure? Dead man, eye open, don't see. You alive when you sleep, sometimes snoring, your eye also open, you also don't see. So, whatever that is logical doesn't mean it's right. Understand? So normally people start by saying, I see. Understand? Then when I question them, who is the I? I lah. I said, no eye can see or not. Oh, then they realize they are wrong. He said, my eye see. Understand? So that statement logical, isn't it? My eye see that. But how do you have the understanding to prove that what he say is wrong? I already told you that you can observe through mindfulness. When you are unconscious, your eye open, you cannot see that. Even when you are conscious, if you are on the hearing or thinking, you also don't see that. That's why I alone don't see. Then you say, yeah lah, without mind cannot ma, must make contact ma. So is it maybe he think he is smarter, is it? Okay lah, my mind see. Logical no? No mind cannot see ma, my mind see. So blind man got mind or not? Ah, blind man also got mind, ma. You can have hearing consciousness ma, but no seeing consciousness ma. So blind man also don't see, understand no? So you say maybe a combination. Mind and body see. Okay. You got eye, you got mind, you go into a dark room. Do you see? You also don't see that. So I alone don't see, mind alone don't see, mind and I alone also don't see. Then how does seeing consciousness come to be? The three conditions must be there. The eye must be functioning. There must be a life force, the consciousness inside, understand or not? Then there must be light as a media, external form goes into the eye. So it's dependent originating, understand or not? Like the physics experiment, no need God to create seeing, understand or not? It's natural, nature's process. That's why those who have the mind, they will know, observer is observed. These are both thought, understand? Then the awareness that is aware, got no word, no name. And this one is the oneness. It's not separate. But human being, through logic, through knowledge, separate them, understand? Then when you look at external form, you see the physical form, you say that guy, Chinese, Indian, race, gender, which we have gone through. That's why form delusion caught you. You create a lot of conflict, misery, argument through division. Race, religion, all this divide. Then gender also divide. Then when you have the direct seeing, you don't see the external form. You see beyond this form. You see the consciousness inside the mundane mind. That is still different, understand? You have your views, your opinion. There is still conflict, disharmony. So this is my delusion now. So form delusion, you understand? If you do not pay attention to this and give meaning to this, then this one cannot actually trick you or delude you and cause you to grasp and cling. Because dependent originating, no reality. Externally so real, how do you perceive it? Through mental image, even more unreal. Then why do you grasp onto it, cling onto it, hold onto it? Understand not? Then when you know form delusion, you see beyond form. First you see form, then you see the unreality of form, then you can see beyond form. Then you realize there is a mind inside. The mind has its sankara, memory, views, opinion, conditioning, belief. That one can still disagree. Argue, understand not? Create conflict, misunderstanding, jealousy, hatred, all the evil root. So when you start to see all this, then you realize the mind is also not real, dependent originating, just like the consciousness. No condition, nothing arise. So these are like, the Buddha say, consciousness is like a magician, understand not? Create magic for you to see. Open your eye, arise already. Your ear, listen, real, arise already. Whatever your senses can perceive is you. To you, it's real. Understand not? So you cling, you ground, you get entangled. All these create division. But when you have the direct seeing, you see beyond form, you see beyond mind, no word, nothing. You see the pure nature. That's why everything outside, even without consciousness, They are very beautiful, pristine nature. Well, they are the oneness nature. Then your awareness and the thing is actually not separate. That's why nature and you are one. Understand? You are part of nature. Understand? How can you abuse and pollute nature and expect nature to take care of you? Understand now? You destroy nature, nature destroy you. Because you are one with nature. Understand now? The oneness nature. Once you know everything is related, connected, then you know the law of karma exists. Understand now? Well, you are all related. Now you can understand. It's not what you think. Yeah, my daughter want to add something.
Sadhu. I suddenly have a lot of joy because the message
really sent in. The echo, you in front there, but echo.
But there was a sentence here that I wanted to point out. That maybe I use this book. So on top of page 65, there's this sentence that says, as the true sati is without the observer, there is only an awareness of the phenomenon or the impersonal process of dependent origin.
Ah, yes.
So that impersonal word strikes very strong.
Sadhu. So that one will help her understand breakthrough better.
Because especially when you draw this as separate.
No ego.
This, by virtue of having this personality, makes it very personal. We strike an angle when we look at something, we take a perspective. Actually, that doesn't have to be how we see things. Because if you look at it like, if a cow were to look at a grass, he wouldn't think which is more yummy. They're all leg of grass. But somehow, when a human being looks at things, this one greener than that one, they want the brown, they're all going to die. We make things very personal. We strike a stance and we take that perspective. We look at it at an angle. We know. No longer look at it like that is impartially. We are no longer impartial. So this observer that we created is actually a bias. So when I look like that bouquet of flowers there, if I like certain colors, I will say, no, the purple is nice or the yellow is nice. But if I'm programmed myself, I can reprogram myself today. I think green is nicer. I actually don't want the flowers. I like the leaves more than the flowers. And that becomes my perspective for today. This can change. This identity, this personality we create, is created by us. This is thought. We can reprogram and change this anytime. And what we see can become anything. We can say something that happened is good, something happened is bad.
So, because this observer, you realize, is the memory. We are their IT student. How you program and have a new perspective of things is the memory. Your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. Once that one change, the way you perceive things change. That's why once you have Dhamma connected to the five degree of form and mind, then the direct seeing realize everything is empty, no reality. Hey, no you, hey, no me. And then the whole phenomenal world becomes different. The form, external form, delusion of form, no more. It collapses in front of you. You have no power over you. Understand? Then the thought delusion also, the mundane mind. Also, through the direct seeing, you realize no such thing. Everything is created by the mundane mind. Understand? Through the existential world, duality. Understand? Duality is the thing that divides things and create conflict, misunderstanding, disharmony. That's how we get entanglement in the world. Suffering. So observer is where the memory is. That's why when you are here, hell. Understand not? You are here, don't say heaven. This is not heaven. This is your nature, your oneness nature. And everybody has this nature, the Buddha nature. So this is how the Dhamma becomes so different from ordinary religious teaching.
Continuing from there, then this becomes very unreal. Who I think I was is when you peel this, like the sankara, the banana stem, you peel until the end, it's empty. It's whatever I want to program myself to be. So, how I want to see things, I might as well see things in a happier world. I mean, my mood positive. Whatever I see, I choose to see the silver lining. someone hit something, or he has his reasons, or he had a really bad day, or if whatever bad thing that happened, I choose to see that there are good things that will result in the end because he went through this. So there are ways we can reprogram ourselves to see things so differently and make life a lot better. So it doesn't have to be a correct view of the world.
Yeah.
You have to see the world this way because, you know, the news is like that. People think it's like that. If you think any other way, you are weird. But if I think like the rest of the world, I'll only be unhappy. So since this whole thing is not so real, it's impersonal, I might as well look at the world
that's
in
why
a happier way.
What she is telling you is how to actually change or modify the way you see things. You remember what I told you in the past or not? I've been sharing all this. Is there such thing as a problem in this world? You sure say God or what? Problem everywhere, what? Right? The first overthrow, prevalence of dukkha. Correct? Not? But when you have the Dhamma, when you have the understanding, there is no such thing as a problem in this universe. Why? It becomes a problem when you perceive it with negativity. Right? The way you perceive it, this is what my daughter is trying to tell you. Your perspective of things, how you... So he said, if you see things as they are, with the right perspective, means without negativity, then no more problem, isn't it? No more problem is what? He like IT, you input the good one come out. So, when he tries to perceive things with a silver lining, what he means is from wholesomeness, understand now? So that no negativity. But what the Buddha teach is beyond that, understand now? Because wholesome is no negativity, that's why no more problem. But what the Buddha think is to see things as they are. Means whatever that arises, you may call it a problem or whatever. That is the reality, understand? See things as it is. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. So this is the reality, suchness. So when I have this ability to see the way it is, then I can free my mind. Then I will not stir, I will not react. So no need to develop. The initial phase may be the silver lining, right perception, help you to like, not to react and stir and create negativity. But the wisdom behind that observation is no need to make everything into a silver lining. Because the penetrative wisdom is they are just the way they are. Then no more problem. Then you no need to say, don't go and see until so pessimistic lah. Don't perceive it in negativity lah. Maybe blessing in disguise ma. Understand now? Of course, it helps. Understand? It will help. Brother Teo say maybe blessing in disguise. But I say that is because they are trapped in the mundane existential world. Understand? So you say blessing in disguise means you give them hope. Understand? Don't panic. But the next moment, that fear of dying, fear of whatever, the first noble true reality will come back one now. Then he don't believe, where got blessing in this guy? My health problem, no. I am so sick, no. Cancer, no. Doctor say 6 months life, no. I wait for somebody to come and help me. What I am trying to tell you, blessing in this guy, if you don't get sick, you don't get terminal, you don't become desperate, you don't come and see me and ask me about the Dhamma. You won't learn the Dhamma. I think it's a blessing in disguise. Not to tell you that because of this blessing in disguise, your disease will be gone. No. It's because you have problem. That's why you come to religion. Then you got affinity, somebody like Sui An bring it to you, to me. And then, depend on your past, your coming. Understand not? So when you have that Dhamma, you no need to use all these skillful means to help people. For your own, you must have that understanding, the direct seeing, seeing things as they are. When you accept, you are at peace. No more negativity, no stirring, nothing. Then you act with what? Noble Eightfold Path, with the understanding. Law of karma means they are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Ignorant people do ignorant things. Selfish people do. So I accept them for what they are. I do not perceive him with negativity. I'm at peace. I don't have to think of silver lining to like make myself better. Maybe he doesn't mean what he say. Maybe our anger he do like that. No need to justify like that, isn't it? He is the way he is. Finish. Understand? Then the world is the world. Condition like that, things will be. So everything fall into place. No? But this is the wisdom that can apply to all cases, all circumstances. Whereas that one is still a little bit of contemplative, which is helpful, but not the direct seeing, penetrative one, like the pure observe, the objective seeing, sorry, the word is object. There is no ego behind. No, they call it opposite of objective seeing is subjective seeing, the one with the subject. That one is egoic, deluded, sakyaditi. Objective seeing means no being there, nobody there, just that direct seeing, seeing things as they are. So that word seeing things as they are is very important. How can you have that understanding? And the answer I give to you all, no, if you were to find out yourself, investigate, I tell you, take how long, I don't know.